In the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres, the old prospector tells his tale. Giovanni had slept fitfully that his first night back in his cave. In his mind's eye, however, he could see the severed head of Charles Kennedy calling out to him from underneath some dark debris in an arroyo. His soul was calling out for relief from the torments of hell. The hermit wondered if the mercy of God could be extended to a mass murderer and to one who had committed infanticide. Amid the clouds of thought that filled his sleepy mind, he decided that it would not be for him to question the extent of divine mercy. He mumbled a prayer for the dead Charles Kennedy, taking his inspiration from the Holy Brotherhood of Hermanos Penitentes, who had taught it to him back in Las Vegas. Señor Dios que nos dejaste la señal de tu sagrada pasión y muerte, la sábana santa en la cual fue envuelto tu cuerpo santísimo, cuando por José fuiste bajado de la cruz, concédenos, Señor, que por tu muerte y sepultura santa te lleves a descansar al alma del finado, a descansar a la gloria de la resurrección, donde tú, Señor, vives y reinas con Dios Padre, en unidad del Espíritu Santo, un solo Dios, por todos los siglos de los siglos santos. Amen. That is, O Lord God, who didst deign to leave for us a sign of your holy passion and death, the holy shroud in which your most sacred body was wrapped, upon being descended from the cross by Joseph, grant unto us, O Lord, that by this death and holy sepulchre, you may take the soul of the deceased to rest at the glory of your resurrection, wherein you dwell and reign in unity with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, where you are one God forever and ever. Amen. He was starting to doze back to sleep when suddenly the hermit became aware of a man standing over him. Not only that, in the shadows he could surmise that the man was holding a pickaxe ready to strike down at him with it. Ah! Liberame, Domine de morte eterna! The hermit cried out loudly.
Hey, why can't you sing?
The voice of an elderly man called back to him.
Is there someone there?
Yes, stammered the hermit back quickly. You're about to bash my head in.
Oh, sorry there, young'un, said the old man. I didn't see you lying there. I thought that this was an abandoned cave. I was gonna strike to see if there might be some traces of gold in here.
Oh, well, I can assure you that there are not, retorted Giovanni, scampering up to his feet, somewhat unsteadily. Who are you?
My name is Koldike, returned the man. Kinda sounds like, Klondike. I've been a prospecting here all these many years in these here hills.
Giovanni sat down slowly, realizing that the old prospector was no threat to him. He asked him, how is gold hunting here these days?
Could be better,
came the reply.
Used to be back in 1828 when I was just a young whippersnapper. In those days there was a gold quartz vein that was discovered in the Ortiz Mountains just south of Santa Fe. Other placer deposits like the one in the San Pedro Mountains soon attracted many prospectors, but they kept getting interrupted by the Apache Indian raids. Then, just when it was getting good, all the mining was suspended.
And why was that? Asked Giovanni of Mr. Koldike.
Well, there was an invasion of the Confederate Army here in the northern part of the territory. It seems that an old man named Major Pryor from Texas decided that if he could seize the gold mines in this area, he might finance the war of aggression against the northern states.
Did he succeed? Asked the hermit.
No,
continued the old prospector.
It was so much to the credit of General Sibley and the soldiers of Fort Marcy in Santa Fe that they were able to arrest his advance at Glorieta Pass. This one little battle demonstrated to the United States of America that we could be loyal even if we was just a bunch of Mexicans and Indians. Perhaps one day they might even let us have statehood.
The old prospector chewed off a piece of tobacco from a dirty old plug he was carrying. He offered some to Giovanni. The hermit held up his hand, politely declining the offer of tobacco. I've just come from Elizabethtown, where lots of gold was found just 2 years ago.
Yeah, and place gold was found a year before that in the White Mountains. It don't mean much,
the old prospector spit.
But men are willing to kill for it, you know.
The hermit felt a chill creep up his spine. He had abruptly bilocated, and he found himself kneeling in another cave, fingering a few gold coins and being knocked face down into the mud by someone wielding a knife. He shuddered, and he found himself still talking to the old prospector. Where to now? He asked quietly. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.